You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Yeah, and they wanted me to pay $82 like, or $83
no, I'm not gonna do it.
A month. I'm like,
right
I'm
up the keister.
Hell no.
If Wiggy can't figure it out, pray for Greg this
and,
weekend.
And I
it's going to be.
And Greg, I didn't want to go in the living room, so I was like, no. Man, this is a wrap.
I understand. Well, that's why I have Lindsay around.
Right.
Lindsay can handle all of those kind of things.
Yeah, but it costs you $80 a month.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Don't let him bait you into this. He's just being a contrarian.
Yeah. Ooh,
Greg. He's the one person who goes, you know what? That movie, The Town, really sucked. I didn't like the accents. Stop it, Greg.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Found that 1.429, $626 was the total price tag for Karen Reed's conviction. Listen, this is how that played out in my mind. I was going to just say 1.4.
You are just, you're so precious.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Before that, in college around here, UMass is Brian at home at 3:30 in Boston.
Let's go.
12 seconds later.
No done. UMass plug?
I said, what you mean?
Did you mention who UMass is playing?
Yeah, she just said it.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. I was looking at text messages. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium, where the Mike Vrabel era began yesterday with a disappointing loss to the Raiders. 2013, coach, it looked like two different teams out there first half to second half yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of those games where, and this is why I say that when I played the four preseason games, I get it. It's too long. But in our third preseason game, we used to play into the second half so we could come out, make the adjustments. As a player, you could get a feeling of what it feels like, and a lot of guys don't do this. But it just, like, Drake May, his performance, and throughout the whole game, but especially the second half, was not good.
The opening drive was tough, too. I mean, you look at this Patriots team, watching that opening drive, I was like, here we go again. This is going to be another season. But, I mean, you have to take into account, last year we were so high on the Pats after the first game, and look where that got us. I'm not ready to jump ship yet. I'm not ready to overreact. This was a tough one, especially in the second half. Defensively, they didn't look great. Offensively, they didn't look great. But the opening drive had me a bit worried.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest takeaway is Drake May. Because you watched the game last night. You see what wins in the NFL. If you don't have a great quarterback, you have to be almost perfect.
Chime, cover your ears for this part, for this part of the show.
Yeah, not at all even close to good enough. And he plays like he talks. He's frenetic. He is like James after 55 bags of gummy bears. Like he's hopping around. And then the worst thing to happen is that he has been rightfully coached to not run too much. But if you watch, his first instinct, if his first read is not there, is to tuck and run. Then he's like, oh, wait, I can't run. Then I'll slide. Mm-hmm. How many of those was there yesterday? Like, that interception was awful. It doesn't seem to me like it's the most important thing in the world the way it is to Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. That may be just reading too much into it.
What, with him?
Yeah.
Football doesn't seem
it
like
it. Just seems like, I'm going to go home, have some dinner, and then I'm going to take a pee.
I thought you took accountability.
I don't know. He's like who was the guy that had the tiny car voice that spoke really fast? Either way, he's like, there was this commercial, a guy that like did this read about little cars, and he had this very fast voice. Well, somebody will remember it. But
we know the coach has a big truck, and we know why.
Is that like big trucks?
Yeah, because you like big trucks. How much of that though, Curtis?
The micro machines. Thank you, Twitch.
All right. If you're gonna talk about Drake May. Do you put any of his performance on Josh McDaniels and the game plan and asking a second-year quarterback to throw the ball 46 times?
No, I put it at the feet of Mike Vrabel and whoever's in charge of building this team by telling him that he was Tom Brady before the season began. He didn't have to fight for the job. He only played four series in the entirety of the preseason. They moved out the one guy that may have been making him feel a little uncomfortable. You don't make somebody comfortable when they're trying to get the most out of them. This whole organization has anointed Drake May as the second coming, which he still may be. I don't know. It's early. But they've done everything to make him. They've elevated him instead of waiting for him to elevate himself.
And I wouldn't necessarily, like, the one thing I would say with Josh, and maybe it's just you weren't able to get anything going in the running game, but I wouldn't say, like, that I would put it on Josh. I just think that, you know, in this league, if you don't have an explosive playmaker on offense, then you need to be like Josh Allen. You got to create offense. You got to do things that are like, wow, you know, like look at that play he made. Because when you look at Josh Allen, other than James Cook, their guys are good. And the Patriots have all of their receivers, in my opinion, and I watched this yesterday, are all like possession guys. And you looked at the Raiders, for example, their playmaker was Brock Bowers. You don't have a guy that scares defenses. So if you're Drake May, you're very, I don't want to use the word conservative or kind of, I get what Curtis is saying, the way he plays. But if you can't just like go out there and put the team on your back, it's going to be a long season.
So not arguing with you, but Steph Diggs doesn't scare a defense?
No.
He shouldn't scare a defense?
But coming into the season, you're putting your passing game on the back of a guy coming off a knee injury who's 31 or 32 years old, however old he is. So, no, he doesn't scare defenses. I think Keyshawn Booty had a great game, but he's a possession guy. He don't scare defenses. Pop Douglas doesn't scare defense. Hunter Henry's a good tight end, but he's not scaring defenses. Your best player, and I feel like they didn't utilize him a lot, was Travion Henderson.
Yeah, well, you've been saying that a lot, and I know it was one of your keys to the game. And 60 yards, averaging 3.3 yards when it comes to carrying the football, and not enough to get it done yesterday against a team that I think you should have beat to start the season.
Yeah,
so,
it was such a downer, too. Like, it was, I couldn't believe it. We left South Boston at a quarter of noon. We were inside the stadium in an hour.
Wow.
Like, it was wide open. The seats were not full. It was a crappy day. I get it. But it's the season opening game. there was no real energy in the building mm-hmm. whatsoever. And then you just watch, and it was so demoralizing, that pick. And then, to me, the biggest play of the game in terms of coaching mishaps was the punt with 4:53 to go on 4th and 10 from midfield, which is just a capitulation. Like,
you wanted him to go for it, and
yes, you got you're nothing, down 10 points.
You got nothing to lose, and we'll get to ask him about that in 20 minutes.
Right.
Mike Vrabel will join us on this show, as he does every Monday during the season, here at Gillette in about 20 minutes, and so you wanted him to go for it.
Of course. Yeah. I didn't even think it was a question, because in today's NFL, I know the kicker didn't kick well yesterday, mm-hmm. but like, if you get 12 more yards, then it's a one-possession game with 3 minutes to go. You get a stop, and you get a chance to send it to overtime. Like, that was just pathetic. And then you allow the 3rd and 20.
Yeah, that one was...
Which was, I think, a quit by this team in that spot. Which
that was on a... I didn't get why. I forget who the DB was. I think it was a Carlton Davis. I might be wrong. But you're...
Yes,
you're,
it was Carlton Davis.
You're cheating on a slant and go. And I get it that they try to put pressure and heat up Geno, and they came with, like, it looked like a blitz. But you should know in that position, play everything deep and come up and make the tackle.
Is he called Carlton Davis the third because that's the down he normally blows coverage on?
Yeah.
Or is that what that is?
I don't know. Other than their pass rush, what looked good?
He could be CD3. What a nickname.
Other than that pass rush, what looked good?
That's Spiro Ditas.
That's really about it. That is really about it when it comes to highlights.
Yeah.
From
your boy from BC, Harold Landry.
Yep.
Is he the third too?
I will, Ted Johnson, I was listening to you, Shime, on Sunday. The football show sounded good on Sunday.
Thank you.
And Ted Johnson said he ought to be the first guy in this team in a while to have double digit sacks, and he's mm-hmm. He's on his way there. So right. I mean, that's a positive. That's definitely a positive.
But I also say, you know, you're looking at this team and they need talent, and they're just sitting on $60 million in cap space.
Right.
You're watching that as a fan, or you drive yesterday, spend $60 for parking, $20 for a beer, and you're like, what the hell? I just think there's enough blame to go around. The players, the team they have was good enough to beat the Raiders. That's a fact.
Yes.
And they didn't, you know, get it done for whatever reason. But also, they look so slow. Like, mm-hmm. it just looked like they're running in quicksand.
But the thing about it is this, and you bring up the money, and it's a good point. The defense looks decent.
Competent.
Competent, right? They gave up some plays in the passing game, right? They had some issues, but
you can't really judge them until they get Christian Gonzalez back. Maybe you'll get him back this week. Like, I'm hoping you're getting him back this week.
But even in their run defense looked solid. They had some issues in the passing game, but they were able to put pressure on the quarterback. Your offense. I think Drake May is going to be fine. He's going to be good. Mm-hmm. But there were a handful of text messages that I got were like, time for Tommy Cutlets.
Okay.
I had to talk people off the ledge. Yeah. But I told you, if he doesn't perform, and it was one of my leads, if he doesn't perform well, not that people are going to be like putting Tommy Cutlets, because I think that's extreme, but people are going to start questioning, is he the guy?
They're questioning you in the Twitch chat right now. Looks like New Hampshire Ski Guy. Mm-hmm. Who says gave up some plays? Geno Smith was able to throw for over 300 yards.
Yeah, he did
on this defense yesterday.
Yeah, they were able to get after him a few times though, but they had guys wide open.
Right, Brock Bowers was killing him.
Yeah,
yeah. And I would also just say about worried about the offense defense. If yesterday's performance was identical, but instead of saying May on number 10, it said Jones, that would be the story.
Yep.
If that's Mac Jones and everything else is the same. Can't win with him. Got to fix it. That performance was Mac-esque yesterday from Drake May. It was not good enough. He didn't improve throughout the game. It looks like he gets one read and then he tries to run.
And I would say to the text, I would say to the person in Twitch, what was the final score in that game?
20 to 13.
So if your defense only gives up 20 points, and granted, Geno did throw for some yards, you did a good enough job defensively to hold the team under 21 points. That should be a win for you in the NFL. If you only give up 20 on the season, you're going to be in the top 5, top 10 of points allowed defensively. So, yes, there were some plays that they gave up, and Geno had he did make some plays in the passing game. But when you look at this team, Does the defense concern you?
No.
It's your offense.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying defensively. Like, okay, they'll make some adjustments, but how do you make adjustments on offense other than Drake May taking his game to a whole nother level?
Well, we are at Gillette Stadium. It's a Patriots Monday and week one of the NFL in the books, except for this evening's game. Big week, by the way, for influencer pick-ems.
Oh,
massive.
I don't know if anybody was paying
attention. I went to bed feeling so good last night. I woke up this morning and could not believe my eyes.
Oh, you shouldn't have went
yikes.
To bed.
Big yikes.
Ravens blowing a 15-point lead with 9 minutes in the ball is such a terrible way to go down.
Well, I mean, so you're down already. Beat the Geek. Down 0-1.
Sorry, Greg. 18-week season. Derrick Henry, luckily for me, gripped me tight and ripped me from perdition and won me like $600 last night, so I don't really care what happens.
Wait a second. Right. You lost to somebody who eats dumplings with chopsticks.
Yes, Wiki, because the Ravens blew a 15-point lead with the ball
matter.
9 minutes left.
Man.
Yes.
Also, credit to Wiki, because when everybody was very high on the Chiefs on Friday, you were the only one to question. You said, I don't know, Chargers.
I told you the brother.
Everyone laughed at you.
Is it Jim? The one in charge is it Jim Harbaugh?
I always screw it up.
Yeah. No, John is in charge of the Ravens.
I told you Jim, in my opinion, is the better coach than John Harbaugh. How many times do we see Baltimore do this where they lose games at the end?
Fun fact, I saw this morning. Ninth time in the last 5 years that the Ravens have lost a game that they had a probability of over 90% to win, which is three times more than the next team.
Curtis, they've blown four fourth quarter leads, I believe, of 15 points or more. Twice it's happened to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Give me Jim all day long when it comes to coaches. I try to tell you that. I mean, yes, John did win a Super Bowl. I don't take that away from him. You know,
he did beat his brother to win the Super Bowl.
He did, but his brother was using Colin Kaepernick, you know, and his brother, look what he was able to
be fair, John was using Joe Flacco. You know.
But whose defense was better? That Baltimore defense was really
fair
good.
Point.
I'm on my deathbed. I'm going to be thinking about the 3 years I spent listening to Colin Kaepernick takes on EEI.
But just look at, and Jim was in San Fran for like maybe 4 years, and they were really good. And for whatever reason, they had that issue. That's why he ultimately left San Francisco. But if he would have stayed there and built that organization, he would have won a Super Bowl.
Well, walk-off win for the Bills last night, and we will talk about that, and you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. As I mentioned earlier, Mike Vrabel will be with us here after a loss in about 15 minutes or so at Gillette Stadium on a mic'd up Monday, and that means we will get to our leads at about 7 this morning, and then they set it at 7:20, and we will definitely discuss what Lamar Jackson said about getting into it with a fan last night, among other things. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 this morning, and Courtney will have today's news at 8:20, and we will play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 or so on this morning show. I probably will require at some point this morning, even though it's all sports on a day like today, Sean, but I probably will require an audio eulogy after a sad passing in rock and roll over the weekend. So we may be able to cover it with a couple rejoins here or there, but one of the all-time great bands of the 70s and into the 80s. So all of that coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending first thing this morning?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Patriots dropped the season opener 20-13 against the Raiders. Drake May completed 30 of 46 passes for 287 yards, a touchdown. He had an interception on the day. Kayshon Boutte was his main target with 6 receptions for 103 yards. Here's what Drake had to say after the loss.
Yeah, I think we just gotta be better. I think my decision on the first drive coming out was the one that killed the drive, and then from there, kind of from there, I'm just gotta get the first down. I think once we kind of get the first down, I think we kind of moved the ball well, and we got in the rhythm. And I think just adjusting from halftime, I think I could do a better job of getting the guys and making throws, and I thought the guys up front battled hard. I think they blocked them pretty well up front, I thought. And like I said, just get the first down. And from there, I think just make some better throws, be more accurate. And, I think getting points out of that first drive would have been huge.
You got a first down on that drive. You got a first down to Ramondre before you threw the pick.
Like Greg said, we'll have Mike Vrabel on this morning at 6:30. Other games of note, the Chiefs fell to the Chargers on Friday night. The Dolphins got slaughtered by the Colts. And Shime lost to Brittany, the gal behind Boston Food Journal, with the Bills coming back to beat the Ravens last night. Tonight it's Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:15. When it comes to college games, a tough one. BC lost to MSU in double overtime, 42-40. And UMass lost to Bryant, 27-26.
That BC game, by the way, was a blast to watch. That was such a good football game.
It was such a heartbreak at the end, though. And I always have to, like, relearn what the overtime rules are when it comes to college, when it comes to the NFL, what are the differences? And so going, you have to go for two in the second overtime.
After the first overtime possession.
And that's what got BC. Yeah. So
UMass lost on a game-winning field goal with like 3 seconds left. And it was a two-hour rain delay when the tornado came through.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Jesus.
Yikes.
That was a Springfield Friday night.
That was really good. Trivia night was good. And Aquanet, talented. Very talented band down at MGM.
How'd you do in the blackjack?
I didn't really gamble because...
Do like an aqua dump?
Had some events that I was doing, but didn't really get a chance to gamble.
Well, you look good in the pictures.
When I sit down and gamble, I want to sit down for hours upon hours.
Right.
That's good. The Red Sox take the final game against the Diamondbacks 7-4, avoiding the sweep. Brian Bello went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2.
Chokus, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I mean, what's the concern level about the Red Sox?
Ken is very concerned. Saturday morning, he was whiter than ever, which is saying something.
I mean, you have to win to avoid the sweep. I will say, maybe the best catch of the Major League Baseball season by Seydon Rafaela on Saturday night.
He's a magician.
That was an unbelievable all-world catch. But I don't know. They're a little down because of Roman. They got to get it. They got to pick themselves up, Curtis.
Yeah.
Dust themselves off and get to the playoffs here.
They got
to
sweep the A's. Anything less is unacceptable.
They'll get to the playoffs, right? I think we're all in agreement. It's just like, you know, it's like you have an opportunity to grab hold of the division, and every time you get a chance, you get close. You blow it. My boy Big Stash.
Oh, yeah. Can we have the midday show stashes go away now? Those were bad luck on Friday.
Yeah.
That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Sox now have the Athletics tonight. 10:05, first pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. And back to work, school, it's all happening. Real life, routine should not be a bad word. How about winning rhythm? Losing weight every week with Awaken 180 and looking forward to each and every day in every way. And fast results, awaken180weightloss.com.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. And up next, we'll talk to Mike Vrabel about that loss yesterday. For many years, we had the joy and the pleasure of interviewing a coach after a loss who was not the most talkative.
No.
Not the friendliest guy after a loss. We will see what Mike Vrabel is like after a loss coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it is Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, is brought to you this week by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Not the way you drew it up, as they say yesterday.
No. But I mean, obviously, we're going to have to get some things fixed, and we'll have to, start to look at just being able to take advantage of the opportunities when they're there. And we talked about some keys, and I don't know that we all really executed them on all three levels. There's some good, and there's some bad, and there's always the stuff that gets you beat.
Top to bottom. So coaching.
Yeah, I mean, that's always what it's going to be. And we just have to do a better job of understanding, about winning the second half in some of these games that are close and just getting off to a better start. And, defensively, we settled down. We had three and outs, and we only came away with 3 points. So that is not very complimentary football, and it's disappointing if you're able to do that. We have to be able to put some more points on the board. And then obviously the X plays that we gave up on defense and some of the penalties and things that cost us on special teams. But we hit a good kickoff return that gave us good field position. That got us going on and things that we can build on throughout the game.
Mike, you say coaching better. Take us into the mindset a little bit. It's 3rd and 20. And you seem like you're a little bit aggressive there, which leads to a long play. I know Davis bites on the slant and go. Why not play coverage in that situation?
Well, just still trying to be aggressive and trying to, force a mistake and probably have to play off. And again, just catch and tackle and rally. But we feel like being aggressive right there is what allowed us to get into 3rd and 20. And, just situationally being able to, get the guys off, everybody looking at the football, and then we know what it's going to be, and it's going to have to be a catch tackle, but with just trying to make a play and trying to be aggressive in that situation.
When it comes to Drake May, last season he had an issue with trying to force plays to make something happen. Did you see any issues with that yesterday? Did that lead to any of the times where he threw the ball away or maybe put them in a tough position, the interception, of course?
Yeah, I thought he was bumped a little bit. We've got to get into these routes and get spacing. And then obviously if the quarterback gets hit, bad things happen, right? Turnovers happen or they get hurt eventually. And that's kind of what I've always said with quarterback gets hit. So I thought he had some really good decisions. I thought he was accurate at times. And then I thought there was some misses. That's how it goes. I thought we protected, for the most part, fairly well. It was never perfect, never will be, but I thought there were some clean pockets and, against a few really good pass rushers.
Just pull this a little closer.
Oh, sorry.
You're cutting in and out here and there, and everybody wants to hear every word you say.
Sorry.
But he threw the ball 46 times. Is that ideal?
No. No, that's... You know, I mean, I think that the way that the game went and where we had to be in down two possessions, we have to be much more balanced. We, you know, we have to run the football better, more consistently, so that some of these play pass opportunities show up. I thought you saw some good examples of that, whether that was some movement plays by Drake down in the red zone, that, you know, just a flip to hoop and he's able to gain 10 yards. And there's some of those examples, but just, you know, being able to run it more consistently will help us with some of those plays.
What did you think of Will Campbell, his first regular season?
Yeah,
game?
I thought I thought it was steady. I thought there were some good plays. I don't think there were any, you know, the couple movement times in a run game, him and Jared might have got disjointed. But I thought that they, you know, played okay on the left side. I think it was a good place to start for two rookies, you know, playing their first game on the left side of the line. I didn't think it was
penalty costly when you have that four.
Yeah,
four,
I mean, again, taking that out, you know, I'm talking about the course of the game. Yeah, mistake in, you know, critical situational football. Yes, but I'm just looking at the overall body of work that it didn't look like they were overwhelmed with a 21 and a 22-year-old on the left side of the line.
Penalties, you happy with? I mean, you're
well, no,
never
not,
happy
not
with any.
But no, I mean, we had a couple on special teams. We had, you know, defensively, there were a few. It was less than ideal, I think, with penalties. We had a couple. You know, the ones on the kickoff return and the punt return are real costly. They chew up so much yardage and take you back. Can't start drives on the 12-yard line and expect to go 90 yards every single time.
Drake's performance yesterday was not up to the standard, I think, that fans and media had expected from him. It feels, from my perspective, that the organization's gone out of its way to make Drake comfortable as opposed to try and get the most out of him. Whether you think four series in the preseason, you trade the guy that was backing him up last year. Do you think Drake is being pushed enough to be great? And do you think does the culture of this organization and the losing they've been a part of the last several years, does that impact a young guy like Drake May trying to take over?
Man, I really, that was a long question. Just, can you shorten it down for me? Because I promise you, I'm trying to get the best out of every player. But that was just a lot there for me to unpack.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody. And I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit. And if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect, and I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake, it's the reaction that you have to the mistake that everybody sees, and then they're like, "Oh, wow, that was a mistake." We have to clean our reactions up. You know, our responses have to be much better, and then getting into the flow because you see really good timing and precision and accuracy, and then we see some other misses, but. I don't ever concern myself with that. I just want the better performance, more consistent, and continue to grow as a leader and make sure that there is a command to what we're doing, that this is the situation, this is the play. Those are the things that I'm focused on.
Mike, help me understand, because I'm sitting here 4th and 5, inside 5 minutes, you guys decide to punt the football down by 10. When I'm thinking in that situation, you guys are clearly going to go for it.
But obviously, we were going for it on 4th and 5, and then it goes to 4th and 10. And then now I think those numbers changed drastically.
Sorry, it was 4th and 5. It never went to 4th and 10. Excuse me, but it was 4th and 5, and you did punt. So it never went to 4th and 10.
We false started, and it went to 4th and 10.
Oh, did it? Okay, I'm sorry about that.
So we were on the ball going for it, and that was the penalty that he alluded to.
Okay.
Right after the strip sack.
Yeah, okay.
And again, just trying to – again, you don't want to be in those situations. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a percentage of the 4th and 10. There's a percentage that you kick it, and you don't want to kick it 21 yards, and you don't want to give up an X play and all that other stuff. So, again – I've learned that whatever decision that we go with, the steps along the way have to be perfect when you're down 2 scores. And you just, and again, if we go for it, we still have to go and, you know, kick a field goal or score a touchdown and then get the ball back. And I was trying to just pin him back, be aggressive, get the ball back and give us a chance to do something. And that clearly didn't happen. There were some good plays. I thought we moved with some urgency to get down there. It was cool to see, you know, Andy make a kick and come back after he missed. So it's a lot of good things. And we just have to, you know, we got to embrace moving on and learning from this and doing it quickly. This league doesn't rest for you. It doesn't wait around.
You called it a game of missed opportunities. Is that what you expect with young guys in general? And how do you make sure that they're able to move on from a loss like that?
Well, that's not what I expect. I want to be clear there. I don't think anybody expects that. And we'll see. I think just how we take the coaching and how we come in and the leadership that we have, I talked about that. We'll start to see where that shakes out. And, but I'm confident that these guys will come back. And again, the young guys that we have to get, it was young guys, it was veterans, it's going to be every one of us and not just the rookies or the second year players. It's everybody at all levels working together. And I think you can show them the examples of when it did look good. And then the examples of, you know, hey, we're a little disjointed here. Or we're not communicating, or we gave up too many X plays. And these were the keys that we had talked about coming into the game.
On Saturday night, Bill Belichick addressed the story that scouts from the Patriots were not allowed onto the campus to scout the Tar Heels. He said that he's not welcome here. So why would he allow Patriots employees onto his campus? Is Bill Belichick welcome here? And were you surprised that he didn't allow the scouts onto campus to scout his players?
Again, nothing surprises me. I would imagine that that Bill, I mean, he came back for, the best of my knowledge, Tom's ceremony. So that I would, he's welcome back based on the fact that he was there. So, I'll just go by that. Since his departure as the head coach here, he's been back, and I'll leave it at that.
Has he maybe been out shopping or something at Patriot Place and not allowed to walk? Does his key card still work?
When you get fired, the key card does not work. I tried it. I went back to Tennessee. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
They call that a Mancini.
No, the fingerprint doesn't work. The key card doesn't work. No, that's not how it happens.
Chance you get Christian Gonzalez back?
We'll see. He is working extremely hard. I know that, you know. We'll get him in here on a Monday today and evaluate him and see where he goes. And, you know, Christian is working hard and he wants to be back. I do know that.
I got to always ask these questions every week. Temperament, Steph Diggs, not that involved yesterday. He okay afterwards? Feel good about where he's at?
Yeah, I saw some energy from him. I saw some passion. And, you know, everybody just wants to win. And I don't think that he's too caught up on production. I think that we want to win and that make the plays that we're supposed to make, and when the ball comes to you and finds you, we have to be able to do something with it. That's how this thing goes.
Well, Mike, I would say one area where you guys really looked good was your ability to get after the quarterback. Talk a little bit about, you know, what that means, especially for your front seven, that when you can create pressure and make a quarterback uncomfortable, what that means for the team.
Well, I mean, I think that the more times that you're able to pressure the quarterback, just like we talked about with Drake or when getting hit, the more that you can hit a quarterback, you know, obviously that can lead to turnovers. And hopefully, you know, that's the quarterbacks accounted for 65% of all the fumbles last year in the National Football League. So that's the number one target, to try to get the ball away from him, to be able to hit in the pocket or as he's scrambling or whatever it may be. So, you know, that was good to see. We need to, if we pressure him, we need to be able to tip some passes. We need some pass rush PBUs, and ball production is really what we're looking for. And I'm glad that we were able to hit him the times that we hit him and sack him, but we got to take the next step to get the ball out.
Real game action for Travion Henderson. How do you feel like he fared?
Well, I think we got to give him some space. I think that there were a few times where, you know, maybe he should have gone, maybe one time on a screen, he probably should have kept it outside instead of, you know, cutting it back inside. But, you know, I thought Travion tried to play fast, and, you know, we got to open up some holes on the kickoff return too. We got to use that as a weapon and try to be better there. We were much better in preseason than we were yesterday. We had the one good one, but not consistent enough. And, you know, Travion's, you know, going to keep working, and he'll be a big part of what we do.
Max Crosby kind of hit Drake May, barely hit him out of bounds, then made the hands to the eyes crying emotion motion. Was that directed at you?
I don't know. I Max
you,
and I
were you ready to throw if you had to?
No, I didn't even notice okay. that Max did that.
No. Okay. We don't care about that.
No, I don't.
No, we don't care about any of that.
Well, you talk about the run game and wanting to get more out of it. What do you think kind of took away from that? Because the score was relatively close. Do you feel like it was maybe you just got to stay after it more? Do you feel like you
kind of leaned on the pass a little bit? Yeah, I think the better that we are able to move it and not just gain a yard or two. I mean, I think that you have to have a flow. I mean, you got to see some space. You know, you got to give the runner some space, and you have to be able to move the line of scrimmage. And, you know, they play a defense, and there's a guy in every gap. And if you don't move them or you don't create some space, there's going to be a wall. So, you know, we had a couple glimpses and they were moving, and but when they move, we got to take advantage of that as well and try to come off and climb to the second level. So we'll need a more consistent and just fine-tuned run plan that we believe in, and you know, quit worrying about some things like, you know, hey, they're in this front, we can't run this. Well, maybe we can, and we'll get back to the basics and trying to move people off the ball and give our back some space to run, and then we'll have to go get the support, and receivers will be a part of that as well.
On to Miami. They didn't look so great yesterday. What issues does that team create?
Well, it's always been a fast team. It's always been a very fast-paced offense with their skill players and what they do. The quarterback, when in rhythm, has been very accurate. We'll have to disrupt the timing of him. We'll have to go on the road. This will be our first regular season game on the road going down there in a division opponent. So I would expect a very challenging and difficult game, and one that we'll have to find a way to win in the fourth quarter.
Do you agree with Wiggy, must win?
No, I don't know. I mean, again, I like to think that they're all
everyone's a must
win. Right. If you look at it like that, you know, that we'd only get so many opportunities. And we only get so many opportunities to win and continue to improve. It is a must improve week, and I think that when you do that, then that will lead to victories.
Or you seem calm and collected after a loss. You're not a throw things around the office guy.
It would be really, you know, my demeanor and what I do, I think, is it would be a reflection of everybody else in here around the building. And I'm pretty sure everybody feels bad. It's not going to do any good for me to start throwing everything around. I'm sure everybody else, they don't need me to feel worse. Yeah. I think that everybody wants to win. They put a lot into it. We want to win for the players. We want to win for our fans that have supported us, and that's our job, and that's what we're going to continue to try to do.
Good crowd yesterday.
I want to be able to thank them when they're loud on third down and we get a stop and we win the football game and we make it hard on the other team, but you know, we weren't able to win. But yes, it was great to see even in the rain and everybody out there very appreciative of that. I appreciate you mentioning that.
Well, you got, like you said, you got some young guys in the must win. The importance of obviously the conference games and now a divisional game, you know, getting some of these young guys.
How big those are on the road. Yep.
Getting some of these young guys to understand that, you know, some of these guys come from college and they don't know the magnitude. What's some of your, tips or what you'd be telling some of those young guys about the importance of the divisional games?
Well, I think that's where, you know, that you can steal, when you steal some divisional games on the road, you really have a chance, you know, to make up some ground. Because that's the fastest way into the playoffs is by winning your division. And maybe they don't quite understand that, like you said. And so, you know, just showing them the percentage, you know, I mean, I'll look up the percentages of the road wins inside the division and how that leads to success later on down the year. But really, I think we're going to focus on making a corrections here today. And then I think when we come in on Wednesday, really have a concrete plan on letting these guys understand the division and what the road games mean and the road environment and all these different things that we have to talk about.
Do you think the second half was in any way a reflection of a lighter camp? A big storyline post game was the team had not as many players playing preseason, not as much hitting as last year, and then the second half fall off. Does that have any relation?
No, I don't think so. I meant we started driving. They threw an interception and they scored. So I don't really think it did. I thought we've had the last 2 weeks. I mean, we've practiced over 30 times. We had three joint practices, an inter-squad scrimmage. You know, that's the history of the football team. We just didn't do enough in the second half, and I don't think that did. It's certainly anyone's opinion. I don't, but I'm just telling you how it went. You know, we got a couple first downs, and I thought it was great that we got a couple first downs. We started on a 12-yard line. We had a penalty on kickoff return. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but we started driving the football, threw a pick, and they scored. So that's really, to me, how the second half started. And then it was kind of, we traded back and forth, and then we got, you know, we got into the action late and kicked the field goal, and, you know, but that was the disappointing part, just as the emphasis that we made on the second half for the last, 2 weeks since we were, you know, starting on the Raiders, of just how many of these games were going to be one score games and how many come down to the second half, and the team that was going to be able to, you know, come out and do it. That's kind of how the game went. We just weren't the team that was able to win the second half.
Well, go ahead.
Booty had a good game. I just wanted to ask, because we were all holding our breath when he went out briefly, what did he bang up in the very beginning of the game, and were you impressed with the way in which he came back?
I mean, he's had a great camp, and he's done a great job. So I'm not going to get into injuries or anything that they were looking at, but he was evaluated, and then he was able to go back into the game. So he did a nice job. He's put a lot into it. It's good to see him get the reward for working hard.
All right, we'll let you get to work this morning.
Okay, guys, I really appreciate it.
Good luck, man. Thank you for taking the time. Coach Vrabel and the conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, and we will be right back with this morning's leads next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Shime, I appreciate, I for one appreciate the gesture. And at some point this morning, we probably won't have time, but maybe rejoin wise. Audio eulogy for Rick Davies, the founding member, lead singer, keyboardist in Supertramp.
Supertramp.
Passed away at the age of 81. Wow. On Friday.
Good
so,
life.
Obscure reference, obscure office reference on Supertramp, Curtis?
I don't know.
Anybody? Shime? Anybody?
I got it, yeah.
What?
Goodbye, Toby.
Goodbye, Toby.
Oh, yeah, when he went to Costa Rica.
That's a Supertramp song.
Oh, I had no idea.
Goodbye, Stranger.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. And don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive event. It is going on right now. You can find out where your local authorized Subaru retailer is when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So I will preface this by saying I have a feeling that someone like Curtis, if he was about 20 years old, would tell me this is copium. But this is what I'm hearing, and maybe I'm not seeing it clearly. Maybe I'm not hearing it clearly. But I have now listened to Vrabel post game and with you guys, and it feels as though to me he has taken a couple indirect shots in the direction of Josh McDaniels, with the way in which they quote unquote create space, the run game, the unbalancedness of the 46 dropback passes in a game that was one possession for 95% of it. And so to me, it felt as though, and I watching the game, I was very upset with the way Josh McDaniels was calling the game. I thought he was utilizing.
Of course you were.
No, I mean, let me finish.
Okay.
I felt as though there was way too much Ramondre Stevenson. There was not enough, even just handoffs to Travion Henderson. He was averaging 5 yards a carry when they were actually handing the ball to him. And so I just felt like there was a very unbalanced approach to the offense that I didn't think was necessary. It put Drake in bad spots, and you end up getting an interception when, you know, Max Crosby's in his grill. I thought the offensive line was fine. Like, I didn't think they were great. I didn't think they were the worst I've ever seen. They were definitely worse at times last year. I just thought the play calling was atrocious. I mean, tosses to Ramondre Stevenson on third and one. Like, why are we throwing the ball backwards when you need to gain 1 yard? What are we doing? It's the dumbest stuff ever. This is what I was worried about. But when they hired Josh McDaniels, it feels like, to me, at least, Mike Vrabel has expressed some displeasure in the way in which they approached offense. And so, to me, that directly points at Josh McDaniels.
Josh loves the toss, though.
Toss on third and one is going to drive me up a wall.
Third and there are some points I agree with Shime on. I would like to see more of Travion Henderson on first down being the guy. I think the Stevenson project should be over. I would rather see Henderson, Gibson, then Stevenson. I mean, yeah. That's the way I would want to see it. I think Vrabel feels like, all right, we got to get this kid more involved. I mean, that's kind of what I thought when he talked about Travion Henderson.
I'm sorry. If you're Mike Vrabel and you're putting in the game plan and you don't like it, you speak up. Does he strike you as a shrinking violet?
No.
I understand. There are things that Josh McDaniels does as a play caller that make me want to go insane.
Right.
Or I actually already am, so maybe even further. But the reality is that quarterbacks elevate all of those around them, especially coaches, where you'll see guys that have great quarterbacks and they're coordinators and they get a great job because of that quarterback, and then they go and suck at the team they're going to. So if Drake May is what Shime thinks he is, then Josh McDaniels can't ruin him, because we saw what Josh McDaniels did with Mac Jones.
I'm not saying he's ruining Drake May. I'm saying he's ruining the offense. Like, there needs to be a much more balanced approach.
May ruined the offense yesterday far more than Josh McDaniels did.
Oh, I strongly disagree. Patently false.
Drake May has to. And there were plays in that offense where he had plenty of time, and I think even Vrabel talked about it. Overall, the offensive line did a decent job. There was a good pocket for him. He has to, because you don't have an elite playmaker, You don't have a DK Metcalf. You don't have a Jamar Chase. You don't have a Brock Bowers. So Drake May has to not only elevate his game, but he's got to elevate everything around.
I would agree with you, but they're trying to take away one of the things that allows him to elevate games, which is allowing him to run the football. There were multiple times for the first, quarter, basically, I couldn't watch the game because I was here and then had to drive home. But when I was listening to it, like, there were multiple times I heard people go, oh yeah, there's nobody open. There's nobody open. And like, he should then be able to run the football, but they don't want him to run the football. So if you're going to limit
yesterday, there were people open. Believe
at times,
me,
I was
up in a suite, sick brag, bro. I was watching the field. James had the binoculars going. There were receivers that were open all over the place.
Sure, at times, Curtis, but there were a lot of times that there weren't, and yet they still don't want him to run the football. And like, if you watch Josh Allen last night, at no point is Joe Brady ever going to say, yeah, don't scramble, don't move, don't try and create something. But they want him to just like sit in the pocket and do what Josh McDaniels tells him, which is limiting what he can do.
I literally thought that the quarterback in the Patriots had changed his number to 11 because not since Bledsoe did I see a lack of pocket presence like I saw in Drake May yesterday.
I don't know why they would tell him not to run. That's like that's part of your toolbox, the weapons that you have.
But it's clearly an emphasis. He only ran four times.
No, he would look at one receiver. He would be covered. Then he would go, then he'd run 2 yards and slide. That was the Drake May performance yesterday.
And I wonder,
Curtis, he only ran four times. So that literally only happened like twice.
So I wonder if
so how could it only happen twice if he ran four times?
Because he didn't slide every single... Oh, my God.
So, Shyam, I wonder if
you're
it's
so
like...
You're so sometimes.
I wonder if it's a combination of them of them saying,
thank
hey, be careful when you run.
You say I'm obese?
Physically.
Yes.
And then that kind of plays into his mind where he doesn't want to take off and run because maybe he's thinking about, they say, hey, you got to be careful when you do run. So I wonder if that's part of it because he has the athleticism that you would think that they would say, hey, if you have the opportunity to utilize your legs, let's take advantage of that.
Yeah. All right, Chime, thank you. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. And lots of leads left, so we'll get one from Curtis and one from Wiggy and one from Courtney and one from yours truly coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.